Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm telling you, get ready for a loss tonight. I don't believe Herschel Walker is going to win. I don't believe it for a second. It's all rigged. It's rigged in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And the only reason Kemp won for governor in Georgia is because he's in on the rig. And it's just so rigged. It's so ridiculously rigged in so many different ways. I want you to always remember that Democrat Raphael Warnock, who's a United States senator from Georgia, who's up for re-election, repeatedly praised Jeremiah Wright's, you know, God darn America speech. I don't know if you're allowed to even say on the air God with the right word. Can you say that, Chris? Can you say God? Technically, you could say it, but I don't want to say it. God darn America speech. You know, and that was Obama sitting in the pews. Well, for 20 years, this guy, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, was his spiritual advisor and friend and preacher, and he screamed God darn America from his church pulpit. And, Obama, nobody cared. Didn't bother him. They elected him president, re-elected him president. And Pastor Raphael Warnock comes from the same cloth as Reverend Wright. In fact, he's repeatedly praised Reverend Wright over the years. So I start the show saying, can you imagine if a Republican sat in the pew of a racist who hated white people, hated America, or I guess I should say, let's take the opposite. Instead of hating white people, it would be hating black people. If you sat in a pew at a church where the pastor preached hatred of white people, would Obama be elected? Well, he was. Would Trump be elected sitting in that same church and the opposite was true? No. So here you have Raphael Warnock, who praises this guy, is the same kind of guy, and he's probably going to get elected, reelected today in Georgia. And a judge in Georgia rules today that Georgia County can accept absentee ballots 3 days after the election. A Georgia Superior Court judge ordered Cobb County to extend its deadline for accepting absentee ballots to December 9th, which is 3 days after the election. You don't have a chance to win when the system is rigged this badly. How about this story? Armed Black Panthers are roaming voting locations in Georgia. Former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler, and she's no, you know, Trump extremist. She's a moderate rhino. She took to Twitter and warned there are armed Black Panthers patrolling voting stations across Georgia. 1 hour into the voting, she said, an armed groups of Black Panthers are now reportedly patrolling certain voting locations in Georgia. I mean, is that not a scare tactic from the left? Is that not intimidation? Is that not voter intimidation? Is that not rigged elections? You know, it's just unbelievable. If Republicans sent a nerdy lawyer to a voting location, Democrats would say, oh my God, it's voter suppression. It's voter intimidation. Democrats get away with everything. And it's just, it's criminal. It's just criminal. And I, you know, the main theme of my programs, whether it's radio or TV, the main theme and the main takeaway should be that everything is now fake. Everything is fraud. They they convicted Trump Organization today in Manhattan, and you should see the trial. You know, they put this poor CFO up on the stand. They were, you know, he's an old man, and they're ready to give him life in prison because he didn't want to pay 100% of his taxes. So he fooled around, and he took his home and his car, and he tried to not pay taxes on his home and his car, or his apartment and his car given to him by the Trump Organization. So number one, is that all you have to worry about in New York City? When New York City's going to hell? When Democrats have run New York City into the ground and there's crime everywhere, all you have to worry about is one old man who paid his taxes on his salary but didn't pay it on his car lease and his apartment from the same organization. So now they put the whole organization on trial because the first name is Trump. If it was, you know, Johnson Organization, no one would care. But it's Trump. So the entire Manhattan District Attorney's Office conducts a witch hunt and goes after the Trump Organization and finds one guy who played around with his taxes, with his car lease and his apartment lease, which is what everybody does in the whole United States of America. I'm sure every big corporation does the same thing. You know, you can't nail me on it because I've never done it and I don't work for a big corporation. I'm a one-man operation. But I guarantee you every big corporation in Manhattan and every big corporation in America has people doing the exact same thing. So they went after Trump's organization for something one guy did that everybody else does in America. And they convicted him, but no, they convicted the entire organization. Even though he said on the witness stand, no one in the Trump family had any idea what I was doing. I did it. Only I did it. And it doesn't matter. They convicted the whole company. Is this America? Is this America anymore? It's incredible. It's just unbelievable. Everywhere you look is government fraud and rigging of elections and rigging the CDC, rigging the numbers to make you want to take the vaccine and rigging the numbers to cover up the deaths from the vaccine. And now we have the greatest rig of all time. We now know that the FBI and the government of the Biden administration was involved in ordering Twitter executives to suspend, to ban, to cover up, to do whatever was necessary to make sure Biden won the 2020 election. It's incredible. And today, Elon Musk fires Twitter's lawyer over this entire scandal. It turns out that Twitter had hired the top attorney, James Baker, the top attorney at the FBI, who was disgraced and fired from the FBI. And he serves as deputy general counsel at Twitter. And he's now been fired after vetting recently released evidence of Twitter's election interference. Musk didn't even know it was happening. I had no idea that James Baker, who I thought was the most disgraced guy in the history of the FBI, I didn't know that when he left the FBI, he was hired by Twitter to be their big counsel. And evidently, he was trying to not let Twitter release the information that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they helped to rig the 2020 election. Here's a good story. I love this. Big tech censorship is the largest campaign finance violation in history, costing Americans billions and potentially trillions of dollars. Think about it. Just think about it. Okay, think about the fact that big tech has news feeds that brainwash your children and they won't allow anything positive about Trump or the Republican Party ever to appear on the news feed, and they won't allow anything negative about Democrats, Obama, or Biden to appear on the news feed. Only positive. That's Nazi-level propaganda. And then when you say something about it, when a Wayne Root says something about it, who's an influencer that has hundreds of thousands of people watching what I say, they suspend me the week of the election, and then they ban me for life. You tell me what's rigging and what's not rigging. You know? Here's engineer and data expert Chris Gleason has been reaching out to Florida politicians since early 2021 to get them to look at the real cost of Facebook and Twitter's actions of censoring and deplatforming conservative websites. He's received no response as of yet. With the information released by Twitter this past weekend, the cost of Twitter's actions related to U.S. politics is now very relevant. Here's a letter that he wrote to government officials in Florida this week. Perhaps now in light of Elon Musk confirming the information that I've presented to you several times now, someone within the state of Florida and their election crimes division will take action. At some point, surely someone in Florida government will honor their oath of office. How many felonies must I personally bring to your attention before you take action? I brought you the largest largest cases of campaign finance violations in the United States and Florida history. And he's referring to when he shared with the Florida election team the costs of big tech meddling in U.S. elections. I'm particularly concerned about violations by Facebook, Twitter, Google, and C-suite executives, these companies. Let me just sum it up. What he's saying is, by doing the things that they did, which is to make sure every conservative influencer has no influence and is suspended and censored and banned, and by changing the news feeds, and by covering up crimes by Democrats, and by pushing crimes by Trump that aren't crimes, they changed the election. And by changing the election, trillions of dollars changed hands. If Trump was still president versus Biden, all the government contracts given out to different people, all the green energy that wouldn't have been there, trillions wasted. The open borders, 5.5 million new illegals in our country that wouldn't have been there. Everything that's been done, the war in Ukraine never would have happened. We never would have wasted $100 billion of taxpayer money sending it to Ukraine because it never would have been a Russian invasion of Ukraine. We never would have left Afghanistan and left $85 billion of equipment on the ground. The amount of money that's changed hands and the direction of America that's radically changed because of big tech's interference in the election equals trillions of dollars lost by American taxpayers. So of course it's the biggest campaign violation in the history of the world and in the history of this country. And now that you know this news about Musk and Twitter and James Baker, I'm just telling you, the FBI, everyone in there should be indicted. The DOJ, everyone should be indicted. They all should be in prison. They all should be in Guantanamo. They conspired in a conspiracy. The media, social media, the Democrat Party conspired to steal the 2020 election. And all you fools who don't get it, they rigged the 2022 election as well. Should have been a massive Republican landslide. It was a massive Republican landslide. We won by 5 million votes nationwide, but we barely picked up a seat. It's all rigged against you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%. $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root's the Root's on fire. This text just in from one of my favorite people. Dave is a big listener to this show. I call him my super fan. And there's many super fans. There's about 15, 20 people who are big enough fans that I actually give them my cell phone and they text me as opposed to email me. It takes a lot for me to give my cell phone number out to people. But these are big fans of the show. And they give me a lot of information that's out there. And I'm so busy, I can't see it all. But anyway, here's a picture of a woman he took for me. And he says, Wayne, this woman was just talking to us. She's playing bingo at the bingo hall now where we are working. And she just told us that her husband died on November 15th. The doctors say they don't know why he died because he was healthy as a horse his whole life. But on October 25th, he got the vaccine. October 25th, he got the vaccine. November 15th, he died after a lifetime of being healthy as a horse. And she's wondering if that has anything to do with his death. These are people who, you know, unlike Hollywood or New York City, or, you know, the entertainment or the media business. You know, you look at Good Morning America, where the two hosts of Good Morning America are both having affairs with each other, and they both dumped their husbands and wives, and now they're banging each other. And it's not like that in the real world. You know, on Main Street USA, most people are married their whole lives to one person. That's all they know. And after you've been married 30 years to one person, if he dies, you're lost. You don't, and you certainly aren't finding a new husband quickly at the age of, you know, 50 or 55 or 60. You know, how easy is it to find a new husband? So now you're alone in life. It's not a little thing that people are dropping dead all over the United States after getting the COVID vaccine. This is not a little thing. This is a huge thing for a person who loses their husband of 30 years. You know? This is not a Hollywood wife who can get a new husband tomorrow because she's gorgeous, blonde, and has fake breasts. You know, and she just got her face lifted. She's going to find a new wife tomorrow. But this gal in the middle of Pennsylvania at a bingo hall is not going to find a new husband tomorrow. She loves her old husband after 30 years. And she's going to be lost in life without her husband, who was healthy his whole life, always healthy as a horse, and dead 2 weeks after getting the COVID vaccine. It's happening everywhere. And lots of people are dying. And it's sad, because if they listen to the show, they'd be alive. They'd be alive. They'd know that the vaccine is dangerous and deadly and killing millions of people all over the world. And the die-off is accelerating, and it's going to be millions and millions and millions and millions over the next 3 years. Tens of millions. Unbelievable. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. GreatPatriotStore.com. It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots called GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying and already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy, my wife, and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. We just got a big box a few moments ago. I opened the door and took a big box in from UPS, and it was GreatPatriotStore.com, but I didn't even have a chance to open it yet, but I'm excited to see what's in it. Plus, you'll save time and money because you don't have to drive to the store. You buy direct, and they ship it right to your doorstep. Just like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door, and they're all cost dramatically less. This is the answer to inflation. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. I'm doing it. I don't know about you. I make a lot of money compared to the average person, and I can't afford the inflation going on. It's destroying me. I'm sure it's destroying all of you even worse. Got to be killing the middle class. Everything I buy is up dramatically. Everything I do is up dramatically. So at least I could save money on household goods. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. It helps. It really does. I opened the show talking about all the ways that elections are being stolen. You know, and in Georgia, now they'll count the ballots for days after the election. And you got Black Panthers who are intimidating people at the voting centers. And you've got, the media that ignores Raphael Warnock's statements in the past that are racist and hateful to America and to white Americans. And now you got in Boston moves to lower the voting age for local elections to 16. And that's perfect because, subtract 5 from 16. There's a bunch of 10 and 11-year-olds out there who have just changed from boy to girl and girl to boy. They're transgender 10 and 11-year-olds. In a matter of 5 or 6 years, they'll be voting in elections to defeat us. They've never had a job in their lives. They know nothing about taxes. They know nothing about America's history other than what they've learned in school, that America is racist and evil and everything we've ever done has been wrong. And they'll vote to destroy our country. Now you lowered from 18 to 16. But what next? I'm sure soon it'll be 9-year-olds voting in liberal cities around the country. And then it won't be local elections. They'll make sure the 9-year-olds can vote in federal elections for president of the United States. And then your children will be outvoting you and me, who go to work every day and understand what it takes to make a living in the United States of America, and understand how vicious and disgusting liberals are, and understand how welfare has ruined this entire country. No 9-year-old and no 16-year-old understands that.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Gofix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC data shows flu hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise. The health agency says hospitals are being stressed with a high number of people with other respiratory illnesses like RSV and COVID. Time is running out to ship those holiday gifts.
Holiday shopping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to their website for an estimate on ground shipments. The post office says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden traveled to Phoenix, Arizona Tuesday to highlight his administration's effort to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment. Thank you, Engineer Tax Services, for signing the front of the check so everybody else gets to listen to the show for free. Hope you all appreciate that. If you own a small or medium-sized business, you can't possibly want to pay more to Uncle Sam than you owe, right? What if you could save a ton of money legally on your taxes? My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. And most accountants have no clue about any of this, but ETS knows about all of them, but they're not your accountant. So they work with your accountant, and they show you how to use lucrative tax credits to apply them to your small business. Usually those tax credits apply to billion-dollar multinational corporations. ETS has been using those tax credits for small business for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists on millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant. Call ETS today to get a free no-cost analysis. Just tell them Wainwright sent you. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart.com, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, author of the e-book Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 presidential election. Joel Pollack, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Great to be with you.
So, look, you and I, and I think me even more than you, I talk 24 hours a day about the rigged 2020 election, all the ways it was rigged, many, many, many ways from a thousand directions it was rigged. But you wrote a book about it, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 election. So obviously you must agree the election was rigged. Now we have proof it was rigged. If you're not talking about mail-in ballots and ballot drop boxes and all the other ways they rigged it, counting for days after the election, et cetera, you certainly could talk about social media censorship and banning and suspension of conservative influencers and the cover-up of the laptop from hell from Hunter Biden to influence an election. All of those are ways that we now know that they absolutely helped to rig the 2020 election. Ask Elon Musk, right?
Right. This is possibly the most significant way in which the 2020 election was unfair. And it was the deliberate censorship of material information about one of the candidates. The Hunter Biden laptop is not just about Hunter Biden's sex life or his drug habit. It's about emails that confirm that he introduced his foreign business partners to Vice President Joe Biden while he was still in office, and that he arranged a shady business deal between a company controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and the Biden family once Biden was out of office, even though he was planning perhaps to return. And the senior Biden, the big guy, Joe Biden, was to have had a 10% stake in this $5 or $10 million company, which never came about because Hunter Biden simply pocketed the money that was wired from China to set up this investment fund. So that's what the Hunter Biden laptop showed, that there was an influence buying operation, that Hunter Biden was arranging meetings and deals for his dad, including when his dad was in office. It's about corruption. It's about influence peddling. And it's about national security. And all of that was suppressed by Twitter. Now, we knew that already, and there was evidence that it was suppressed by Twitter at the behest of the federal government. And that evidence has been out there for a while, but the rest of the media, not only did they cover up the Hunter Biden laptop and lock the New York Post out of its own Twitter account and ban the tweets of anybody who even tried to share the article, but they also are now covering up the cover-up because as information has been released or revealed about how this censorship happened, the mainstream media have ignored it, and they've made it out to be about a stolen laptop. It wasn't stolen. Or about pornography. It wasn't about pornography. About everything except what it was actually about. On Friday, Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, released a bunch of emails through independent journalist Matt Taibbi, who's actually a leftist, but he's an independent-minded leftist who doesn't like the mainstream media or the corruption in government any more than you or I do. And what he released largely confirmed what we knew already, but what was interesting about it was there didn't seem to be any kind of government role in telling Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop, which was a surprise to many of us who knew that there was evidence out there about the government being involved. The only really significant tidbit was that a former FBI attorney named Peter Baker, who was key in the Russia collusion hoax, had found his way over to Twitter, worked in the Twitter legal department.
Wait, is it, let me interrupt you. Joel, it's James Baker. Not that Peter Baker, James Baker.
Oh, sorry, James Baker. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. There's James Baker, and it's very important to remember, it's also not the James Baker that used to be Secretary of State.
No.
And
right.
There's Peter Baker. The reason I confuse him with Peter Baker is that Peter Baker is the New York Times journalist who wrote about the Russia collusion story. So they're both involved in the same story, but they're different people. Okay, so people were surprised that James Baker was the only sort of new revelation. And then it came out today that James Baker still had his job at Twitter, and it was revealed just about an hour ago that James Baker was sitting there reviewing all these Twitter files as Elon Musk and Matt Taibbi were releasing them. So he was sorting out the evidence that the public was allowed to see. So he, as of today, has been fired from Twitter. Elon Musk fired him from Twitter because he was going through all of these Twitter files that Elon Musk wanted to make public, and he was sifting through them and deciding what the public would see and what it wouldn't see. And so now people are even more outraged about all this.
Well, you know, you probably know more than me about this. My memory, again, there's so many names involved and so many scandals, but my memory says that James Baker was a really bad guy as the general counsel at the FBI and almost was up on charges himself and literally got out of there with only Biden winning. He got the hell out of there. I didn't know he made his way over to Twitter and he was general counsel at Twitter. I was shocked when my friend Kip told me today that James Baker is the same James Baker that was the head of the FBI, and now he was the head of all legal at Twitter, and he was overseeing all the bad information about the, you know, rigged election of what was allowed to get out, what wasn't. Hey, wasn't he almost in big trouble himself, James Baker, at one point? He was involved in doing some really bad things at the FBI, wasn't he?
He was forced to resign over, I believe, unauthorized leaks to the media.
About Trump, and yes.
Yes, and he played a role in some of the other shenanigans. He was a witness, I believe, in the Sussman prosecution. Sussman was the Clinton counsel who helped arrange the Russia collusion hoax. And although Sussman was acquitted of lying to the FBI, that trial revealed all the links between the Clinton campaign and the FBI. And James Baker was one of the key points of contact for the Clinton campaign at the FBI. So he was forced out of the FBI, but he found a very soft landing over at Twitter. These Silicon Valley companies seem to be a very nice retirement home for former Democratic officials. And a lot of them make a lot of money after they work in the Obama administration or the FBI in Silicon Valley. They don't know anything about tech, but they have political connections that are useful to the tech companies. And so they earn much more than they earned in government. And they spend very nice, time in Silicon Valley, making connections, and some of them come back into office and so forth. Every once in a while, you get one of them as a good guy. You know, Ro Khanna, he's a former Obama official who became a Democratic congressman from Silicon Valley. He's the only person who comes out of this looking somewhat okay because of all the people on the Democratic side who were pushing for censorship and so forth, he was the only one who stood up against his own party and said, no, you can't do this. There's the First Amendment. Twitter shouldn't be censoring speech. We don't like this speech, but it's got to get out, and we have no basis for suppressing it. They made up this excuse of hacked materials, like Twitter doesn't, you know, publish the New York Times when they say they have Trump's tax returns. That's hacked stuff, but
right.
It doesn't apply
hacked
to that. Only applies
right.
When they want to protect the Democrats. So Ro Khanna is the only congressman who really comes out looking sort of decent because he stood up for the First Amendment. But the Democrats are all in on this. They want more censorship. CNN wanted more censorship. Axios, all these mainstream media outlets, they were cheering on the censorship while it was happening, and now they're ignoring the expose of the cover-up.
It's all really unbelievable. I mean, today the fact that the Trump Organization was convicted on tax evasion, tax fraud issues, when the fact is the CFO did it on his own and testified that no one in the Trump family and Donald Trump himself knew absolutely nothing about it, but they convicted the entire organization. It's just a witch hunt, the likes of which nobody has ever seen, Joel.
Well, it was the Manhattan DA who was one of many Democrats in New York elected on a promise to go after Trump. So he's going after Trump's organization. They really wanted to get Trump, but the former CFO, he actually may be still currently the CFO over there, Alan Weisselberg, he refused to testify against Trump. They tried to pressure him to do it. He said he wouldn't do it. They had to give him a plea deal anyway because they didn't have the goods on Trump. They just had the goods on the company. And what the company was doing was it was giving its top executives various expensive perks, and it wasn't reporting those perks as payments when it filed its taxes. That's not right. You got to pay your taxes and report it to the government, but it's pretty common among some of these companies, and they may not even have thought it was wrong. They have accountants who go over all their stuff.
And there's no monetary gains in those companies. That's the deal, Joel. They didn't make any money on this. The guys who got them saved money, and that's why they were the ones committing tax fraud, not the company. Certainly, if this guy testified, the CFO, that nobody in the Trump family knew about it, he did it on his own. How could you convict the company when you're admitting they knew nothing about it? It's just, it's all just too much for me to believe. Joel, we're headed to a break. Can you stay on for one more segment? I want to talk to you about the Georgia runoff and about your thoughts on Kanye West and Nick Fuentes and
sure.
Trump and Mar-a-Lago and all the above. So Joel Pollack of Breitbart.com will stay with us for another segment. We'll be right back. More on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Wayne Allen Roots. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I'm Mr. Vitamin. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, and my perfect health for decades. And now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. They were founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors, very impressive in his first term for President Trump. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D and zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It is called Oxy Powder. Being that all disease begins in the gut, Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, a 15% discount just for my fans on every vitamin and every nutrient you buy from Global Healing, including Oxy Powder, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. All of it when you go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allen Root. That's the domain name you have to go to get the 15% off automatically and the free immune guide automatically and the one-year 100% money-back guarantee automatically. globalhealing.com/war. Okay, we're back with Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large, Breitbart.com, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, and author of the ebook Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. So, Joel, I wanted to ask you real quick before I get to the Trump and Kanye West and Nick Fuentes dinner and all that. I want to get your thoughts on what's happening in Georgia today. I believe personally that Herschel Walker goes down to defeat today. I'm very negative on all these states. I think they're all rigged against us. There's Black Panthers supposedly running around intimidating people at voting centers. There's a judge in Georgia just said you can count absentee ballots for 3 days after the election. I mean, it's all tilted against us. I just don't believe Walker can win. I want him to win, but I just don't believe he can win. Your thoughts?
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm hearing that the ground operation is better than might be expected. I do think that some of the enthusiasm disappeared when it was clear that the fate of the Senate wouldn't depend, at least this year, on the result in Georgia. Warnock's a terrible senator. He doesn't represent Georgia. He just represents the far left of the Democratic Party, and he's done virtually nothing since arriving in Congress 2 years ago. But you know, if that's what Georgian voters want, they know they can only blame themselves for it. Herschel Walker, I think, was badly treated by the media. I think he's a smart guy. He's sharp. He would have been a great conservative senator. And he still might be. Let's see. There's a few more minutes before polls close. And if you're in Georgia and happen to be hearing this, you can still go and vote.
But does it make sense to you? And it made no sense to me that, like, in Nevada where I am, you know, our governor was elected, Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. But our senator, Adam Laxalt, was not elected, our Senate candidate. How many people walk up and say, I'm going to vote for Republican at the top, and then I'm going to skip Laxalt? How many people in Georgia say, I'm going to vote for Kemp, I'm a Republican, I'm voting for Kemp, but I'm not going to vote for Herschel Walker? To me, it doesn't make sense. To me, everyone is going to vote Republican or they're going to vote Democrat. But they don't just skip certain races or vote the other way in certain races. So to me, these results make no sense at all. If Kemp won, then Walker should win. If Kemp lost, then I understand Herschel Walker losing. It just makes no sense to me at all that someone would vote for Raphael Warnock and Brian Kemp. How does that make sense?
Well, most voters do vote for one party, but you just need a small percentage to split their tickets, and then you have the difference. So, look, these are states where Donald Trump has had trouble for a long time for various reasons. Georgia has a particular conservative constituency that has always had trouble with Trump, and they've never quite been on board. Same thing in Arizona and Nevada. Trump does less well, particularly in the LDS states. He's always had problems with Mormon voters, even though they're overwhelmingly pro-Trump and pro-Republican. I think the fact that he had such a public fight with Mitt Romney definitely hurt him. So there are all kinds of explanations. We'll see what happens. Let's wait and see what happens in Georgia.
All right, look, you're Jewish, I'm Jewish, we're both conservatives. How do you feel about the whole situation with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West and Mar-a-Lago and Trump at dinner? He didn't know Fuentes was coming, but, you know, how was it handled, and is it really a big deal?
Well, I don't think Trump handled it very well. I also don't think that the dinner itself is such a big deal. I think that they agreed to have dinner before Kanye started saying anti-Semitic things. Once the dinner arrangement was in place, I think it was hard for Trump to cancel it. But he didn't know that Kanye was going to bring this noted anti-Semite, Nick Fuentes. I don't think Trump knew who Fuentes was. There's no reason he should know. He's been banned from YouTube and social media for a long time, but I knew who he was. If Kanye showed up to my house to have dinner with Nick Fuentes, I would have thrown both of them out. But I still probably would have had the dinner with Kanye, if only to try to persuade him that what he's doing is absolutely crazy. Kanye has gone into the medieval playbook of anti-Jewish rhetoric, and, you know, he's drawing on stuff from the Nazis. I mean, it's really, really nasty stuff. He says he likes Hitler.
Strange.
Obviously, he's gone off the deep end. Yeah, it's crazy, and I think that he's also perfectly fine if that damages Trump. He's determined to take out Trump if he has to for his own reasons, and Trump, I think, is very vulnerable in this situation, but it will eventually pass by, and we'll get back to normal politics, we hope.
Yeah, I just laugh because Raphael Warnock was hanging out with Reverend Jeremiah Wright and praised him for the God darn America speeches. And, you know, Warnock and him, you know, constantly he praised him over the anti-white and the anti-Israel. And yet it's not a problem for a Democrat. Now, one voter in Georgia will care that he was around racists and anti-Semites. Not one. Only when you're a Republican are you held to that standards. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart.com. Thank you, Joel.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.